in light of those calls.
Akano afrena mponia present odzikana napamfu za tugwa seyi. Mepede mekasama hinyinara na yekare ebeke hon ne ado hunyinara. Mwana wazi jizi wazai hunajman. Mwana sa warba kenhwi. Yetun say is a careful one, yet the whom I see. One in ours, I why in our.
I wish to speak. Mepere me casa fa, agen qua
na bebusama, offer,
which a household of fear
were a beer, of fear, it's the and a part two two two. There, our cowboy, you my fopa,
6 in the morning.
Now shall I say no, sir, and a pa, in a do a bien, a rabber, in a rabber, non a bassa.
Now, or pa, Frank Crawford. The scripture says he
na
came back a final time.
O son of Bay,
hour,
Bay,
a
duker.
A concluding number then.
Na ofa bilkahu.
Then just an hour later, e
ben
all
non
the workers
inu.
Gathered to na receive their day's wage.
Apafuni na wabe, do wabe jihona akotia.
All received
na dam
the same wage.
Abri huni nara wenya akotia.
Hours of labor.
Pe. Immediately,
immediately those hired first were angry,
saying,
these last have wrought but
na
one hour.
Na ebi nong shas na ebi nong wanya juma pi. Na minti na.
Which have borne the burden and heat of the day?
What reason is
perhaps you, as well as those workers, have felt there was an injustice being done?
Let
me speak
briefly
to that concern. First of all, it is important to know that no one has been treated unfairly here. The first workers agreed to the full wage of the day, and they received it.
What she say?
They
were,
I can only imagine, very grateful to get
in
the work.
In the
time of the Savior, an average man and his family could not do much more than live on what they made that day. If you didn't work, or farm, or fish, or sell, you likely didn't eat. With more prospective workers than jobs, these first men chosen were the most fortunate in the entire labor pool that morning. Indeed, if there's any sympathy to be generated, it should at least initially be for the men not chosen, who also have mouths to feed and backs to clothe.
Well,
never seen to be with some of them. With each visit of the steward throughout the day, they always saw someone else chosen.
But
just a day's close, the householder returns a surprising fifth time with a remarkable 11th hour offer.
Embra,
these last and most discouraged laborers, hearing only that they will be treated fairly, accept work without even knowing the wage, knowing anything will be better than nothing, which is what they've had so far. Then, as they gather for their payment, they are stunned to receive the same as all the others. How awestruck they must have been, and how very, very grateful. Surely never had such compassion been seen in all their working days. It is against that reading of the story that I feel the grumbling of the first laborers must be seen. As the householder in the parable tells them, and I paraphrase really only slightly, my friends, I'm not being unfair to you. You agreed on the wage for the day, a good wage. You were very happy to get to work, and I'm very happy with the way you serve. You're paid in full. Take your pay and enjoy the blessing. As for the others, surely I am free to do what I like with my own money. Then this piercing question, to anyone then or now,
who
may need to hear it, why should you be jealous? Because I choose to be kind. Brothers and sisters, there are going to be times in our lives when someone else gets an unexpected blessing, or receive some special recognition. God, plead with us not to be hurt, and certainly not to feel envious when good fortune comes to another person. We are not diminished.
Na iyi yentosin abra obiso onyenshe
against each other.
Yentu emirika.
Ni anshe nyimpa
wosika. Ana nyimpa our talent. Ana nyimpa no ye fel ana nyimpa wishon.
We are really in
them
is the race against sin.
Oye emirika mi ezin kunyim wo bondo
is one of the most universal.
Na
ohoyo
Furthermore,
envy is a mistake that just keeps on giving.
Obviously,
we suffer a little when some misfortune befalls us. But envy requires us to suffer all the misfortune that befalls everyone we know. What a bright prospect
is
downing another quart of pickle juice every time anyone around you has a happy moment. To say nothing of the chagrin in the end, when we find that God really is both just and merciful, giving to all who stand with him, all that he has, as the scripture says. Lesson number one from the Lord's
Prayer.
Coveting, pouting, or tearing others down does not elevate your standing, nor does demeaning someone else improve yourself. So be kind, and be grateful that God is kind. It is a happy way to live. That's the second point I wish to take from this parable.
As a course, I may pay the sorrowful mistake.
If they were to forego the receipt of their wages at the end of the day, because they were preoccupied with perceived problems earlier in the day. What happened in this story at 9 or 3
The
formula of faith is to hold on, work on, see through, and let the distress of earlier hours, real or imagined, fall away in the abundance of the final reward. Don't dwell on old issues and grievances, not toward yourself, nor your neighbor, nor even I might add toward this true and living church. The majesty of your life, of your neighbor's life, and of the gospel of Jesus Christ will be made manifest at the last day, even if such majesty is not always recognized by everyone in the early going. So don't hyperventilate about something that happened at 9 o'clock in the morning. When the grace of God is trying to reward you at 6 in the evening, whatever your labor arrangements have been through the day. We consume such precious emotional and spiritual capital,
clinging tenaciously
to the memory of a discordant note we struck in a childhood piano or something. Something a spouse said or did 20 years ago that were determined to hold over his or her head for another 20. Or an incident in church history that proved no more or less than that mortal will always struggle to measure up to the immortal hopes placed before them. Even if one of those grievances did not originate with you, it can end with you. And what a reward there will be for that contribution when the Lord of the vineyard looks you in the eye and accounts are settled at the end of our earthly day, which leads me to my third.
You know, Jimmy Bessy, as someone ought to do a way. Dem abebusem yi, de abebusem yi nara. On fa pamfu, ana akotuya. De inke no so nye, on fa ingwan na mpachi. Ashrehe nyamino do, na ne bon fache. Na Jesus Christ ne redambono. Oye asamo ofan adoye ina. Bonfache.
It underscores the thought I heard many years ago.
The thing God enjoys most about being God is
the thrill of being merciful. Especially to those who don't expect it. And especially I do not know who in this vast audience today
need
to hear the message of forgiveness
in this.
But however late you think you are, Come and feast without money and without Christ at the table of the Lord. I especially make an appeal for husbands and fathers, priesthood bearers or to, as Lehi said, awake and arise from the dust and be men. Not always, but often. It is the man who choose not to, answer the call to come join the ranks. Women and children frequently seem more willing.
Brethren,
step up.
Do it for your sake.
Do it for the sake of those who love you and are praying that you will respond. Do it for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ, who paid an unfathomable price for the future he wants you to have. My beloved brothers and sisters, to those of you who have been blessed by the gospel for many years because you were fortunate enough to find it
early, and to those of you who have come to the gospel
by stages and phases later, and finally, to those of you member or not yet member,
who
may still be hanging back, to each of you, one and all, I testify of the renewing power of God's love and the miracle of His grace. His concern is for the faith at which you finally arrive, not the hour of the day in which you got there. So if you've made covenants, keep them. If you haven't made them, make them. If you've made them and broken them, repent and repair them. It is never too late. So long as the master of the vineyard says
Jesus Christ,
there is time. Please listen to the prompting of the Holy Spirit telling you right now.
si siara
very moment
a biria america si
that you should accept
the home un sei
na home fa
Jesus Christ ni as a che redambono na home ka nuku no ho.
Don't delay.
It's
getting late.
Na mbir
in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mikei wa Jesus Christ in him. Amen.